True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday at Fenway Park, and we go right to the phone lines for our weekly chat with one of the Patriots coordinators. Those coordinators are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. And this week, we talk to offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. How you doing, Josh?
Great, guys. How you doing?
We are good. I think we're going to have a lot of relationship talk in this interview, and you probably expect that, your relationship with your head coach, your relationship with the quarterback, all those things. So let's start there with Mike Vrabel. Now that you have a game week under your belt, right, you prepared for a game, and now you've come out the other side of a game. I know you guys knew each other previously, but how do you feel like that working relationship is with your head coach, Mike Vrabel?
Great. Great. Braves is great to work for, and obviously a big reason why I was excited about this opportunity. And he's really good at what he does, and he's got a great vision for our team, and does a great job of leading us and our group. And it's been awesome.
So, Josh, I've always sort of thought about offensive playbooks, especially, you know, yours now with all the different coordinators, this being your third stint, as like family cookbooks. You have trusted recipes or game plans that can be altered to different tastes, palates, and opponents. So how much would you say now that you've tweaked and altered your playbook, given the talent you have surrounding you and where the NFL is at?
I think you have to do that every year. And I'm not sure that, really there's no two years that are identical in terms of who you're coaching, who's playing quarterback, what you have at the skill positions, what the strengths and weaknesses of your offensive line are. Do you have a veteran team, young team, new players that are, getting familiar with your system and philosophy, et cetera. So, each year is different, and I think, what you've done in the past is what you've done in the past. And really what matters now is what do we know how to do well, and how can we execute it to the best of our ability on each successive Sunday. And that's what we're trying to do now, is just really build around the people that we have and try to maximize the skill sets of the players that are on our offense.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Build around, when you say that, I think a lot of people look to the quarterback position, Drake May. You made some comments yesterday about not too much being on his plate and him being the right guy, and that stood out to me. Early in your relationship with Drake May, why do you say he's the right guy?
He's just all the right things. He's a great person, great human being, really bright. High character, hard worker, team first guy, you know, in early, stays late, cares about all the little things, wants to do anything and everything he can to improve and help the team win, does all the right things off the field. You know, so there's just all those factors that go into that position. And, you know, you, in order to be good at that position, there's so many things that you need to be proficient at. And Drake is on his way to becoming that in every way. So couldn't be more excited about him, what he does day to day, what he does to prepare, how he improves each day, learns from mistakes, and you know, is a great teammate. So I think that obviously was clear with the way that his teammates voted him a captain here in his second year.
Josh, looking back at last week's game, obviously a disappointing outcome. What would you say kept the offense really from being able to find the rhythm that I imagine, or continuity that I imagine that you had in mind? Things like, you know, Raiders' familiarity with you, Chip Kelly being familiar with Travion coming out of Ohio State, Drake being a little too geeked up, the weather. What would you say were the main reasons why I just couldn't get going?
I thought we had stretches where we were just fine. And then there's obviously our overall, I think your consistency is what's going to determine how many good drives you can put together. And so I think that's what we're really focused on now, is trying to do more good things in a row to, you know, to be able to stay on the field, stay ahead on the down and distance, stay out of long yardage, eliminate the penalties and those types of things that can certainly bog you down. And, you know, and get each aspect of our offensive game going. So, like I said, I think there was definitely stretches where we executed, but certainly not enough. And that's what we've been working hard this week to try to rectify and improve from last week's performance.
Josh, one of the things that I think you referenced yesterday, Mike Vrabel referenced earlier in the week, was sort of the imbalance, the running game and the passing game. And Coach Vrabel even alluded to maybe sometimes you just have to run the play, even if it's not into the perfect defensive front or scheme and not audible out of it. What is that balance like in terms of not running into a horrific play, but also sometimes just committing to the run and your guys and their ability to move bodies and make runs?
Yeah, I think there's certainly a balance of that, you know, and in each game, we would love to strike the perfect balance. And so I think I said yesterday that, you know, there's always things that come out of games and say, you wish you did this or you wish you did that, you know. And so we always try to do what we think is best for the team. And, you know, and if that's, you know, be heavier in the run game, throw it more, less, whatever, we'll try to certainly adjust and do the right thing. So, you know, we'll obviously maintain balance as long as we can, and that's a perfect world. And if we can do that, certainly that would be advantageous.
So, Josh, obviously you knew Steph Diggs as an opponent and probably heard and learned about things from him from your brother in Houston. What has he been like for you as far as building the offensive playbook, game plans, and as a veteran mentor for the offense in your receiver room?
Steph's been fantastic. You know, it brings, you know, urgency and experience, obviously. And you know, he's been a really good leader. He works his butt off in practice. He works his tail off to be prepared every day, you know, and does extra to do so. So I think he's been a great example of, you know, what it takes to be successful in this league for some of our young players. And certainly happy to have Steph here and a big part of what we're doing.
One of the more efficient aspects of the offense on Sunday looked to be the rapport and the production between Drake May and Kayshon Booty. I'm wondering, in your time here, A, what have you seen from Booty as he's developed into an option in the passing game, and what have you seen from that relationship between the quarterback and the receiver?
Yeah, Kayshon's really, you know, I was semi-familiar with Kayshon before I got here, and then, you know, really over the spring and summer, getting to know him. You know, hard worker, really has put his head down and tried to improve in a lot of areas that Coach Downing had really kind of earmarked for him. And identified early in the year that he maybe make some progress. And to his credit, he's really done all those things. You know, he's earned the opportunities he's getting. He always is ready to go. He's out there every day, really never misses anything, which has given him an opportunity to get, you know, a lot of important reps with the quarterback in our offense. So, you know, receivers and quarterbacks, there's no shortcut to the trust that they build in the passing game and the confidence that they have in one another, depending on what the situation is. And certainly it's there between Drake and Kayshawn. And I'm really excited, you know, to watch Kayshawn continue to grow. Proud of what he's done so far and, you know, looking forward to him continuing that this year.
Looking forward to this Sunday, Josh. You got a bit of a unique situation with your primary defensive coordinator, Terrell Williams, out. So what kind of a resource can and will you be to Zach Kerr, the linebackers coach, stepping in as defensive coordinator? Will he pick your brain a little bit more? Are there things you're familiar with that you might be able to help him out with just to build a better defensive game plan?
First of all, I said, you know, thoughts and, you know, prayers with T. He's such an awesome guy and a great coach, and have enjoyed my time with him here and look forward to seeing him, you know, when I see him here soon enough. And I'll do whatever anybody, you know, needs from me. I certainly have my own set of things that I need to make sure that we're on top of on our side of the ball. But if anybody asks anything of me or I could be of help in any way, obviously I would. I have great trust and confidence in every guy that's on our staff. We have a great staff of men and great people and really good football guys that know exactly what they're doing. So I'm sure they'll pick up, you know, where they're at now and do a great job, I'm sure, going forward.
Josh, I'm not usually a believer in like, oh, a certain place is a tough place to play or whatever. Like, oh, what happened 20 years ago matters. But I think it's pretty clear Miami's a tough place to play. For the Patriots, it's been a tough place to play dating back 50 years to the 80s in the Squish the Fish days. You've been in different roles with this team. And like, why do the Patriots struggle in Miami? What the hell goes on down there?
I, you know what, each year is a new year, and I've been down there many times, and some have been good and some have not. And you know, I'd start with the fact that it's a division opponent, you know, and division games are always difficult. They seem to know you the best, you know them the best, so you know, that's part of the process that you go through each year with the three teams that are in your division. But you know, whatever happens in the past, whatever's taken place, good or bad, it doesn't really have any impact on this week. And I'm looking forward to our team going down there and putting together a really good four quarters and, you know, helping us try to win the game.
Good answer. You nailed it.
And also, yeah, and also we hear it's hot as hell and they put you on the sideline with the sun beaming down on you. It sounds awful. It sounds brutal. So I'm not sure if you happen to have seen this, Josh. I know you got a lot going on, but Tom Brady was just on Fox the other day with Cowherd, and he was explaining how much time Belichick spent with him early on in the early days, explaining defenses to him. And then Brady said he became a better quarterback and only could become the guy that he ultimately became because of, at first, how much time Bill spent drilling defense into his head. I was just curious if you had any recollection on that. And also, did you ever have a similar experience, but in reverse, where defenders come and try to pick your brain and you're explaining what the offense is trying to do so that can help make them better defenders?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My first 3 years, I was on the defense, defensive staff. So I wasn't involved in those first couple of years with Tom, when Bill was going through those things. I know exactly what he's referencing and all that, but I was on the defensive side from 01 to 03. So, I wasn't privy to any of those initial early meetings as it went on. And I moved over to the offensive side of the ball in 04. I thought those were invaluable, and just the quarterbacks understanding what happens on defense and how to process information quickly, because it allows you to be a better player. And you saw firsthand, the more and more Tom learned, the more and more Tom knew, the more and more you could try to take advantage of certain things that defenses were doing, So, the process is, I would say, was a significant factor in his development. And, and defensively, I've had relationships with guys over many years, whether it's Devin McCourty or Vince Wilfork or, Hightower and a lot of those guys, just over time talking about different things, having an opportunity to sit down and chat with them about stuff has been fun. And again, like I said, if anybody ever needed anything from me, obviously I'd do whatever I can to help the team.
You mentioned 2001 when you were a young defensive assistant. Do you ever look back 24 years when you and I were meeting at the coffee machine at 6 a.m. and think, wow, quarter of a century from now, we'll be visor guys talking on a Patriots Friday, talking football. You ever see that coming?
No, I did not. I enjoyed those days. I remember when we were both that young and doing that. And, it's fondly, I would say, fond memories and good times. And that was fun to kind of start to grow up with you.
How come you still look so young and I'm starting to have a beard and gray hairs and what's the secret?
You shave your face and keep a hat on, and you take a year away from something that's stressful, and you find a little bit of an inner peace that you didn't know existed for a while. So I keep telling my wife, tell me when I start looking fat again, because I'm sure that those days are on their way. I'm sure they're on their way.
All right, Josh.
Any embarrassing Andy stories before we hit the road?
Nope.
None. I only have great memories of Andy Hart, and he's a class guy and a good friend. So I'm happy for all your success, buddy.
Oh, damn!
Appreciate that. We'll be clipping that and having the producers use that as often as possible. We're looking forward to these all year long. We'll be rotating through the coordinators. Thanks. So every couple of weeks, we'll talk to you. Good luck in Miami.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
That was Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator of your New England Patriots.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.